KRMG.com.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
We're back in Jinx America, where it is tonight the Mid-First Bank Backyard Bowl. Jinx and Union, Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton and Richard Johns here. At the half, the Trojans lead 21-0, and it has been a very Jinx-like game so far, Tom Stockton. They have been solid. They have had a couple of long touchdown passes. They have not turned the ball over. They have played good defense. Their kicking game has been sound. It's just been classic Jinx football.
Yes, it is. And, you know, sometimes the rivalry gets to where you don't want to give them the credit they deserve in that, but that's Jinx every year. They're not going to beat themselves. It's just that simple.
And for Union, this is not a football team without an upside. They certainly have their moments. They are 0-2 in the year, having a difficult time at Bixby and then playing very well last week against Broken Arrow. If it weren't for turnovers and maybe one of the two or the deep shots that they missed, they might have won that football game. So you felt pretty good about it last week. Some of that consistency is gone tonight. Part of that because they've gone back and forth from Rovon Banks at quarterback to Grayson Tempest. But you've got to find your guy, and the only way to do that is let both guys play.
Right, and you can't, you know, it doesn't help, you know, if let's say Tempest hadn't played in the first half and then somewhere here late in the third quarter and fourth quarter you put him in, that's not the same thing. He's got to be in when it's on the line.
And it is on the line right now. Jinx will get the ball to start the second half, already up by a score of 21-0. So for the Union Redskin defense, certainly, Tom likes to say, and he said it several times already this year, this is critical. Well, these are critical. Go down 28-0 to these guys, and I don't know that I've ever heard of them losing a game when they're down, when they're up like that. I don't think I've ever heard of them losing a game when they're up by 21. They just don't do it very often.
No.
They've had some great play tonight from some of their guys, like Waylon Adams, the big tight end, who, boy, he's just an athlete. There's no question. 6'4", 241-pound senior, has a touchdown catch tonight, and he's got 4 for 36 tonight. But then take a look at what Kittleman has done, 8 of 9 tonight. He's only had one hit the ground, and he has just been as brilliant as you would expect. T.J. Cowan will kick off. Going back is Jaden Patrick. And he's going to be joined back there by Glenver Jones. Both guys standing around the 5-yard line. Cowan will kick from the 40-yard line. Union going from left to right. White pants, white jerseys, and the red helmets. There's the foot to it. And this one will be somewhat short, but it will be taken by Jones at around the 22. He's at the 25. He's at the 30. He's going to go across that to the 32, 33-yard line. He was dragged down right there by Union's Hunter Herring. But that's a pretty good return. They'll start at their own 32-yard line. Will the Trojans first down
and
10?
And I'm pretty damn sure you've got the big old boy engine.
We've talked about it, and it's almost like duh. But they've got to make a stop. They've got to make a stop, get the ball, and have some good offense.
They'll move to the 33, and it'll be from their own 33-yard line. First and 10. Laura will come back out. He came off slowly in the end of that first half. It looks like he's fine. There'll be two receivers, both going now to the right side as they move Patrick that way. Now he comes back to right to left, and Laura will be set behind Kittleman. Kittleman hands to Laura right side. He bursts across the 35-yard line, gets up to the 40, and across that, maybe to the 41. We'll see. They may mark him right back at the 40. It's going to be awfully close. Off the bottom of that pile was Thomas once again and Junior Smith. They will give him the 41. That's an 8-yard run, and it'll be second down and 2. And again, he kind of wanders up in there, Tom, and then just kind of scorched through the hole.
And their offensive line, you know, like as I said earlier in the game, they've got four of the five starters back from last year, and it's showing.
Now at the 41-yard line, their own 41, just underway, second half, leading 21-0. It'll be second down and 2 for Jinx.
I don't really care.
Kittleman again in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left, Lohr directly behind him. Turns hands left side to Lohr. He's across the 40, but he's not going to get any further. He got jumped by Jaden Rowe. They may actually mark him back a yard. So, yeah, he got across the 40, but then as he struggled to get free, he was taken down back at the 40 by Rowe, and that's where they're going to mark it. So it'll be third down and 3, and that's a nice play by the outside linebacker safety.
Absolutely, and this, you know, we've said this, I think, 300 times, maybe 302 times, but it key down right here. Union's defense has got to make a play.
Third and 3 for the Trojans of Jinx at their own 40-yard line. They crease the 43, they'll have the first down. Just underway, third period, 21-0 Trojans. Five receivers, Kittleman in the shotgun. Looks, fires left side, caught by Lohr, first down. Lohr at the 47-yard line. The coverage was not bad, by Shane Fields, but that's just timing.
Lohr
snapped that route off short, turned his shoulders to give a big target, and Kittleman delivered it right on the numbers. It's first down.
As you said, it's his timing. The quarterback's timing is just impeccable right now.
His timing has been impeccable for quite a while.
Yeah.
From their own 46-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for the Trojans, but they will call a timeout. 10:24 to go in this third period, 21-0 Jinx, and they're on the move. This is Union Football from KRMG.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
When the idea of divorce becomes a reality, you need someone on your side. If you are a man in this situation, you should consider contacting Cordell and Cordell, who has helped men navigate complex family legal issues for 30 years. Visit us at CordellCordell.com to learn more.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Not to mention,
10:24 to go, third period here in Jinx at Allen Trimble Stadium. 21-0 the Trojans. Very classic Jinx football. Has been very solid as we just underway here. We are just underway here in the third period. It'll be first and 10 for the Trojans at their own 46. Three receivers go right side. Kittleman in the shotgun. Straight back to throw. Fires right side. Wide open at the 45. Down to the 40-yard line. Wide open is Jaden Patrick. No one was close to him. That's a 15-yard gain as Patrick takes a bullet right there from Kittleman and gets it all the way to the 40 of Union. Tom, they've got to figure something out.
Absolutely, they do. How can somebody be that wide open? It's just, I don't understand.
I would imagine the coaching staff is asking somebody that very same thing right now. As we say, fanatical encouragement is happening on the sidelines. It'll be first and 10 for the Trojans now at the 40-yard line of Union with 9:55 to go in this third period. Jinx marching here up 21-0. Griffin Forbes will now be the running back. A handoff to him right side. He goes inside the 40, gets almost all the way down to the 35 as he pushes forward. Looked like he might get stacked up a bit, but he just skipped inside one man and pushed his way all the way down. They're going to give him the 36-yard line. Once again, Fields off the bottom of that, but that's a gain of 4, and it'll be second and 6. And these running backs, Tom, they just do such a good job of, as Paul Smith used to say at Tulsa, getting skinny.
Yeah.
Jump sideways, present a small target to somebody, and then kind of squirm forward for as many as they can get.
Yeah, I mean, they're just
second and 6 for the Trojans. Though. Now at the 36 of Union.
This year.
Motion right to left from the tight end. Kittleman hands off like once again to the right side, and once again, big hole over there for Forbes, and he pushes across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 8, and another first down for the Trojans, who are now just marching. Tackling there by Jakari Jenkins, and he's going to leave the game as though there's an injury. I don't know what the injury would be. He was holding that shoulder kind of down low, but the Trojans are marching. Now first and 10.
And it's one of those situations where the defense is just, it's not about the score or anything right now. It's about just making the plays.
It's about the one play in front of you. At the 20-yard line of Union, first and 10 for Jinx. Three receivers, two left side. One of those is the dangerous Patrick. Now he goes in motion. Kittleman with the snap. Fires at the Patrick, and it's too low and incomplete. One of the only times we've seen him do that tonight. Hayden Brockett there on the coverage. And it'll be second down and 10. And he threw that off his back foot, which is something I have not seen him do all night.
No, not at all. And that's, like you say, that's the first time I've seen him not even be close to the mark.
And it looked like he was in such a hurry to snap that ball out there, he just didn't really set himself. Second and 10 now from the Union 28, 21-0. Trojans lead with 8:34 to go here in the third period. Two receivers go right side. Stanford's out there. So is Patrick.
About the same.
Once again, in the shotgun.
Giving me raises
Kittleman. Forbes behind him. Hand off to Forbes, and he'll get forward to about the 37. He might have gotten a yard.
And
Marley Forsberg jumped right on top of him. So did Thomas. That is Marion Thomas. So they may give him a yard. We're going to call it third down and about 8 now for the Trojans.
And we've said it. It's four down territory, but this would be
every 6 months, I'd get a
really big to make a stop right here, to start the second half with a stop.
Thomas will replace Thomas. That is Michael Thomas coming in for Demaryius Thomas. Now Union 26, third down and 8 for the Trojans. They'll send Stanford to the right. Once again, to the left is Patrick. Now Forbes comes to the left alone. It's Kittleman in the backfield. There's the snap. He steps up, fires middle of the field, ball caught and dropped. Oh, my goodness, at the 8-yard line, Jaden Patrick had it hit him right in his hands, but he took his eyes off it, and he dropped the football. Closest guy to him was Bryce Ashlock, but, Tom, that was at least a first down and possibly six.
Right. I you said he took his eyes off of it. I think he was looking to where he was going to run right before he caught it. But he was open.
And, boy, Jaden Patrick hasn't done that much tonight. Patrick, the 5'11", 168-pound senior, came in with 3 catches for 61 yards. He's got a touchdown tonight already.
I'm going to be a fucking
probably pretty close to that total yardage number. So fourth down and 8 now for Jinx at the Union 26. Kittleman alone in the backfield. There's the snap. Looks, fires right side. Ball caught. But where is it? Where are they going to mark it?
I was kind of afraid that –
it is caught, you know, caught around the 18. It's going to have everything to do with the mark here.
Yeah, I think I am.
And that was caught by Forbes, the tailback, who went out and played in that slot, and they are going to give him the first down. Once again, it was Ashlock who was there, but they will say that's just enough, and it will be a Trojan first down. And with 7:40 to go in this third period, up 21-0 already, Jinx threatening to add to it quickly.
So cool.
And Tom, that's just timing again. Not much you can do.
That was exactly. And I don't, from what I was watching right there, I don't think Coach Fred actually liked the call on that.
I don't think he liked it at all. Double tight for Jinx, first and 10. Once again, it'll be Forbes in the backfield. They'll hand to Forbes, left side. He pushes to the outside, gets across the 15-yard line. He's going to go down around the 14. Got a host of Redskins on him. Forsberg was there and Junior Smith. But that'll be another gain of about 4. We'll call
it
second down
though.
And 6.
I mean, it is,
Jinx continues to just move the football really in every way they want to try.
Yeah, with every play. It doesn't matter if we run right, run left, inside, outside, or what kind of throw.
And Forbes himself is an established back. He's 5'11", 169 pounds, and he's a senior. So he has been in this program for a while. 6:44 to go, third period, 21-0 Jinx, and they are moving. Just inside the Union 15, they'll have second and around 6. Two receivers
because
go one side. Jones is
on
one of those.
YouTube last night.
Quick
like
handoff once again, this time to Moore, and he buries his head on the right side and pushes forward to just across the 15.
Segment.
Mickey got to the 13-yard line.
Like,
first person to jump on top of him right there
with
Johnny Harrison.
That they hate.
So we didn't get much, maybe
and
a couple, and we'll call
country.
It third down
I mean,
and 5 now for the Trojans.
And here we are again in a
he
big
was kind of explaining to me that
a big down.
To lead a country,
tonight,
Jinx
has been very good on third down situations, but they've also given themselves very makeable third downs, which is
important. Donald Trump speech at the 4th of July.
They are 4 of 7 tonight, so well over 50%. Four receivers, two either side for Jinx. Lure the single set back to the left of Kittleman. Fake to Lure, fires it out to the right, caught by Jones at the 5, cuts up field. He's down to the 3-yard line, has the first down. Glenver Jones, who is not a big guy, he's 5'7", 131 pounds, but he is quick as light, and he got inside Shane Fields for the catch, and it'll be first and goal now for the Trojans, and it'll be at the 5-yard line of Union. 5:45 to go, third period, 21-0 Jinx now.
And it's just like you said earlier, it's the timing. One step, turn, throw it.
Kittleman is certainly sure of himself, there's no question. He'll go under center this time. There will be a fullback, and Lure will be the single setback. Motion now tied in left to right.
But
snap, hand to
Lure,
left side. He bounces to the outside, and he's going to push down into the end zone, touchdown. When Lure bounced to the outside, I really thought he was going to get run down by Bryce Ashlock. He is so deceptively quick that when he hit the corner, he just made up more ground than you thought, and it's 27-0, and that was a surgical drive by Jinx.
And it's going to be an awakening. For Union, they're going to have to just forget the score and come out and play every play 100%.
Here comes the extra point. It is up, and it is good. Kicked once again by Joey Haver. 5:23 to go here in this third period. 28-0 Jinx. They'll kick it to Union next on KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
Running clock.
Walk down the road and roll with the best.
Running clock.
Get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality
problem
for years. It's
as you
true.
Look around,
everyday
I just don't
tires
see much
and custom, too.
The brutal Oklahoma summer heat is here. How's your vehicle holding up so far? At Cecil & Sons, we can help you keep your vehicle running and driving well with a full range of undercar services ranging from alignment, brakes, to routine maintenance like fluid changes and tune-ups, to specialty services like AC work, starters, alternators, cooling system repairs, and more. If your tires are getting thin, this is a great time to address the need, as radios are currently available ranging from $60 to $200 on select sets of four tires. As always, rebate details as well as general repair information is available at CecilAndSons.com.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history. Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything around for a just right ride.
Here we go.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
They're going to fuck with this election.
These players can use all the support they can get right now. A difficult night here in Jinx at Allen Trimble Stadium. 28-0 Trojans lead the Redskins in the First Bank Backyard Bowl. Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton and Richard Johns. And Union last year had a difficult start. We know that. And this year, when you looked at the schedule and realized you had to play at Bixby, at Broken Arrow, at Jinx, and then at Owosso,
who knows what they'll do?
You knew that there was a chance that it was going to be rocky. The question is, much like last year, do you see a bright light? Well, that bright light became Rovon Banks later in the year. He is struggling this year, and Tom Stockton, they are trying to find that light.
Who's the next bright light? You're right, absolutely right.
Two guys who might be are back deep, bound around their 8-yard line, Junior Smith and A.J. Green, kicking off once again for Jinx. It'll be the same guy who's done it all day, Max Paskvin. Well, pardon me, Joey Haver is going to kick off this time. Haver approaches. Very short kick. It'll come once again to around the 30-yard line, taken there 35, 36, 37, 38, 40, 41-yard line. What a job right there by Gage Arthur. He's your special teams player of the week. Unquestionably. Every kickoff has gone to him, and it's obvious Jinx looked at the film and said, who do you want to kick it to? And he's made him pay a little bit. He's caught the ball. He's returned the ball, and he takes this one out over the 40-yard line. Tremendous job. He gets it to the 42. It'll be first and 10 right there for the Redskins.
You need to get a weapon.
That drive by Jinx, 14 plays, 67 yards, 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Now, Jinx's first three touchdown drives together were 12 plays. And together, we're about 5 minutes.
Somewhere else for the weekend,
so that was a very clinical Jinx drive, the lower 40-yard run, and then the extra point makes it 28-0. Rovon Banks comes out at quarterback for Union, trailing 28-0 with 5:16 to go, third period. Going from left to right at their own 42. Banks in the shotgun has the snap and runs left. He'll get not much. He got right back to the 42 and was met quickly by Stanford. Stanford then had some help in behind. They're going to call it a gain of nothing, and it'll be second down and 10. And immediately, here comes Grayson Tempest.
And one of the things you see different real fast is every time they hand it to one of the Jinx backs, there's nobody in the backfield to make a play on them. And that time there was a guy in the backfield.
2016 was immediately.
So it'll be second and 10 for the Redskins. They'll send two receivers right side. Belt is one, Shadan the other. Tight end left side is Sanders. In the shotgun is Tempest. He'll hand A.J. Green left side. A.J. across the 45. Nope, not quite across it. He got stood up right at the 45. So he got about three before he took a pretty good wallop to the chest. That blow in there delivered by Ashton Paul. And it'll be third down and about seven. And quickly, Union right back to a big third down situation, Tom.
Absolutely. And it's you wonder what can they go with. You know, you figure it's going to be a pass. Well, where are they going to find the guy that's open?
Well, Shadan has the one big chunk play tonight, and it came from Tempest. Let's see if they try it. To the right, two receivers. One to the left, that is Shadan, far side. Green offset right of Tempest in the shotgun. Third and seven for Union at the 45-yard line, their own 45. Quick throw out to Green, and he makes the catch at the 46, 47. Got right at midfield. Jumped by a whole host of Trojans in there, including Coleman Thurber. And that's going to be a gain of about five. But it's going to be fourth down at about two, and they're a little pushing and shoving toward the end. And I certainly see and feel some frustration on the behalf of the Union players.
Oh, I don't know how there can't be.
28-0, they trail, and now they have to snap it again. And, Tom, this has been an adventure all night long. Back deep is Cowan. That's a much better snap. Cowan has it, and there's the kick, and this one's a shank. It's not going to go very far, and a really nice job of running up and making the catch at the 36-yard line right there by Jaden Patrick. Had that ball hit the ground, no telling what would have happened, but instead Patrick makes a tremendous special teams play, and he gives Jinx once again very good field position. So three and out for Union. after giving up the touchdown. And the Trojans have it right back at their own 36-yard line, first and 10, up 28-0 with 3:13 to go in the third period.
It'll be interesting to see what Jinx does here, whether they, you know, stay with their regular offense or they kind of go into a conservative mode and just run the football and run the timeout or what.
Well, for them, a conservative mode still gets them 5 or 6.
Right. Has so far.
It has. And tonight, Lohr's back in there at that tailback spot. Two receivers, four Kittleman in the shotgun. First and 10 from the 36. Oh, actually, pardon me. That is not Lohr. They handed the ball instead to Brock Smith, the big tailback. Brock Smith bucks forward for another 3. He got it to the 39. It'll be second down and 7. Brock Smith, 6 foot, 207 pounds. He's a junior. And, you know, he reminds me a little of some of the guys they've had here in the past. You think back to some of those big fullbacks they've had here. Not quite Freddie Carolina, who could really motor. We'll call it second and 7, right at the 40, just inside it. 2:40 to go, third period, 28-0 Jinx. Kittleman, again in the shotgun. Adams to the right, short set. Hand off once again. He's going to bounce outside. Got some speed, too. It's a 40, the 35, gets the first down. Brock Smith hit that corner, and Tom, I thought, all right, he's going to be run down pretty easily, but he wasn't run down easily.
No, not at
it
all.
It took Jamori Ray to run him down out there. He still got 6, and it's a first down.
It's a test right here. I don't know what else to say. The defense has a test right here. They've got to have the willpower and got to have the zest or whatever to make a play here and stop this.
At their own 46, first and 10 for the Trojans, up 28-0. They'll hand once again to Smith, and he's going to motor across the 46, 47-yard line up near midfield. He may have gotten across it. I think he might have. It looked like initially they were going to walk him to the 49 of Union. They're going to mark him back at the 50. A couple of tacklers in there, Matthias Robertson and Johnny Harrison. So he got 4 once again. It'll be second and 6. And now they're just really kind of happy to waste some time, aren't they, Tom?
Right. They're just going to run the timeout. But the problem is you can't fall asleep out there if you're a defensive back because they may just fake the run and go deep.
Second and 6. Smith will be to the right side. They're going to hand to Smith again. Pushes his way across midfield. Not much more than that. Kayla was there very early. They're going to give him the 48 maybe. Thomas up off the bottom of that pile as well. So that's a gain of about 2. We'll call it a third down and about 4 now. They're going to mark it at the 48 of Union. They need the 44. Minute 36 to go, third period, 28-0 Jinx, and they are clearly happy with running the football. Griffin Forbes will check back in at the tailback spot. He's been very slippery tonight when Laura's not back there. Ball set just at the back of the helmet of the giant Trojan, right in the middle of the field here. 4 receivers, 2 to either side. Now Adams comes in tight. Kittleman in the shotgun. Hands to Forbes. Forbes bounces outside to the left. He's going to lower his head and get the first down. 2 Redskins had a shot at him right at the 45-yard line. One of those was Ray. One was Ashlock. And he just stuck his head down, and he just split the two of them and got it all the way to the Union 42 for the first down. That's just good running.
And they've got, you know, they got depth everywhere. Well, we haven't seen a second team quarterback, but they've had 3 or 4 different guys run the football, and they're all the same. They just pick a hole and go.
And Griffin Forbes is that guy right now in there at the tailback spot. 3 receivers, 2 come near side. Now Glenver Jones goes in motion from left to right. Kittleman again in the shotgun, and he again hands to Forbes to the right. Forbes falls forward across the 40. Oh, had he kept his feet? Tom, he had a real chance to go further. Shane Fields in there on the tackle. They'll give him 3, but oh boy. Yeah, I think he might have tripped over one of his own offensive linemen, but there was a hole, Tom.
There was, and it you're right. Had he not fell down and tripped over something, we'd be calling it possibly 35-0.
28-0 right now with 15 seconds to go, and I think in this third period, I think Jinx is going to let this run out, and we will flip the field. So we played 3 quarters here at Allen Trimble Stadium in Jinx, and the Trojans are dominating. Jinx, 28, Union, nothing. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
A natural disaster or a single pipe that bursts, there's one thing to remember. Call ODR first.
They've got the reputation. Never even thought of that.
They've got the expertise.
Wow.